With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has needs to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest spig of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech, declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp, broadcasting live from the virus of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
What's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'm your host, Louis B. And I'm joined with my partner in crime, fucking Will.
Hello.
Damn, you're low as fuck.
How about now?
Okay, you sound good.
I hate how I have to fucking adjust my mic every time I call in.
Well, that's what you get for getting chink software.
Oh, well, it's the cheapest. And it uses slave labor, so it's win-win.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, not the good slaves, the slanted-eyed slaves. You want the strong-backed ones that pick cotton and shit.
Yeah, but now that's illegal and hurts people's feelings.
Hmm. Ask that to friggin' Cornwallis.
Who?
I forget it.
I'm not anyway, up on my win? BET.
Me neither.
Hello, anyway, Bill and Love.
Oh, snaps. We got... Oh, so she's in. Wow. Wow, I haven't seen her in ages. Yes. She's getting that dick. yeah, so we're going to be talking about what is a douchebag and is it a new phenomenon? Or have there always been a type of douchebags?
Tell me what. Yeah, that back in Egyptian times when they were building pyramids and shit, do you think douchebags were walking around then? Or is this new?
You know, I don't know. Maybe it could have been the nigga whipping other niggas.
Well, the thing is at some point we were all running around, you know, trying to find food and, you know, grow food and find shit to kill and reproduce. And, you know, at that point, you think there couldn't have really been any douchebags. We were too busy trying to live.
Right.
And technology came along. Things started getting better and easier.
But then again, I mean,
douchebags.
I mean, think of it this way, though. I mean, what about the pharaohs? They were pretty douchebaggy.
Well, they were like kings. I mean, that doesn't really exist. Douchebags are more in large groups of people who don't rule anything but who act like kings. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, no, according to the Urban Dictionary, it defines a douchebag as an individual who has an overinflated sense of self-worth compounded with a low level of intelligence, behaving ridiculously in front of people with no sense of how moronic he appears. A douchebag...
Just to answer your question, hey, Scylla, yes, I am a Jewish superhero. I can steal your money faster than a speeding bullet.
No, that's not FEMA.
What? No, Scylla asked me if I'm a Jewish superhero.
Yeah, no, she's referring to one of my old co-hosts, FEMA. Also known as the Jewish superhero.
And we got Warpig here tonight. He enjoyed our show last time. Glad to see you back, Warpig.
Warpig!
I had to, death clock it a little bit.
What?
I had to do the Metapocalypse thing with Warpig. Good times.
Fail.
Damn it. Just because you don't watch Adult Swim. So anyways, yeah.
Maybe if you know you'd lose some weight, then you could, you know, get out and have a date and not sit at home Saturday night.
Speaking about douchebags, it's Troy from West Virginia. Troy.
You're the only person I know who orders extra mayonnaise on their chicken parmesan.
Ew. I don't eat chicken parm to begin with.
Well, you just ruined my joke.
Yeah, well, I don't eat chicken parm. Shit.
Go ahead and talk to that guy. I'm going to eat.
Yeah, yeah. Troy.
This is Lucas.
No, Troy, I know it's you.
Would you care to elaborate on the squabble between you and Luke Rutkowski?
Would you like to explain how you're constantly sticking your penis in your daughter's cunt?
Well, if you go first, I will.
If I go first, you will?
Yeah.
Hmm. Does your wife know that you're constantly just calling people and harassing them for no apparent reason?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Gives her, you know, chance to go and sleep with the black man she's been seeing behind your back.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to comment on the squabble between you and Rutkowski and the money Rutkowski you've alleged has stolen? Or not stolen, but is not accounting for?
Hmm.
Come on,
did you read the articles that
yeah.
I wrote?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, you pretty much have the whole story, I guess.
So when I go to Ground Zero this year, you're gonna be one of those people I make fun of, review growing up, and realize that 9/11 Troopy Truth is a pathetic joke.
Well, hey, I still believe 9/11 was an inside job, but am I going to Ground Zero this year? No.
Oh, okay, so I won't be making fun of you then. Okay.
Why don't you come and make fun of me, you fucking asshole?
Are you going to be one of those people with 9/11 was an inside job t-shirts? If you are, yeah, I'll be pointing and making fun of you.
How about if I punch you in the face?
Well, you probably not the best
Holy
thing
crap,
to do.
We got an internet tough guy here.
Yes.
This is going to get good.
We got an internet tough guy, I know.
Are you referring to me or the guy that made that?
I'm referring to you, yes.
I was referring to the guy who said, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Well, no, I know him personally, and he will actually punch somebody. He'll actually drive to where that person is and punch him in the face. So he ain't an internet tough guy. He'll actually go and kick some ass.
Well, if he's there with a shout 9/11 was an inside job, I'll be pointing and laughing at him.
I hope you're gonna be ready to defend yourself then.
Well, no, I mean there'll be police around. He'll go to jail. It's no big deal.
Yeah, of course, hide behind the cops.
Well, no, I mean, you can't punch somebody in the face. That's illegal. That's a felony.
Oh, I can believe it.
So this guy on the line here, he'll be one of the people I'm making fun of.
Not if you want to live to see another day.
I'll live to see another day.
All right.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, why won't you be there, Louie? I want to make fun of you a little bit.
Want to make fun of me? Well, I've already made fun of you. I have like over 1,000 views of making fun of you.
Well, I mean, I want to make fun of you like in person. Like, I want to see you like holding signs, chanting 9/11 was an inside job with the other, with the stoners and the people that are unemployed.
Well, because I'm not a stoner and...
No, I didn't say you were, but... The majority of those people are.
Well, yeah, shit.
You know it. You know that. You know it.
Well, I'm not gonna comment on that.
Because you know it's true. Like that guy that said he's going to punch me in the face. You know he's unsuccessful in life and isn't particularly educated or particularly smart.
You're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're right, Troy. But you know what?
I think he is very successful.
I mean,
he comes
you in my sights, my friend. Don't worry about it.
He comes on the shows here, and he tells about how he's going to go and show up and laugh at people. He's this bitch. He shows up, and he says, hey, we're going to go and laugh at you. That shows he has no life, right?
Exactly.
Well, it's a hobby. And I got
so this is a hobby for you, calling random.
Oh no! You want to know what else about this fucking asshole? He goes around following the Dodgers because he has like a fucking gay fetish against
Joe Bimel.
Joe Bimel.
He's not with the Dodgers anymore.
I don't give a fuck.
Sucks. Nothing ever happens. The only reason a man would watch baseball is to see another man grab a big piece of wood.
So those 40,000 people that go to Yankee Stadium, why don't you go outside of Yankee Stadium and tell those 40,000 people to show up there every game, every home game, or the new Chase Stadium, whatever it's called. Those 40,000 people, they just go there to watch.
We have
man
two New York City baseball teams. It's the Mets and the Yankees. Pick one.
Right.
And they're both gay.
Well. So, yeah, I used to be a Yankee fan, but oh well.
So, well, I just was maybe hoping you'd get some info on the Rutkowski situation.
No, dude. If you're so interested in it, why don't you file an IRS thing?
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
Why don't you do that?
Well, I'm not that interested.
Oh well, you know, if you're so interested, I don't know. Why don't you make a We Are Change LLC? I mean, because I don't know if there's an LLC with We Are Change.
Well, you maybe like, what was the problem between Rutkowski and Foti, Tom Foti? So what did Rutkowski do to Foti?
Oh, he was
it's in the articles. Read it. Wait, dude, you're so perfect for the show right now. It's a douchebag.
Right.
Okay, which bitch should I mute first?
Neither. Huh. I'm still eating.
Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. We got another call from New York. New York! Welcome to the Garage Shop Radio Show. New York! So we got Bush Crime Family. We got Troy from West Virginia calling in on the Douchebag Show.
So anybody in the chat room here going to be in New York City that I can make fun of here in 3 months?
Like I said, I'm going to punch you right in the face.
And like I said, I'm going to point and laugh at you and make fun of you.
Lucas, would you shut the fuck up? You're not being clever. No one thinks you're. Oh, Lucas is going to point and laugh at me. God, would you shut the fuck up?
Oh, your mother, please.
Well, actually, I'm going to, like, mock you people, you know.
Oh, you're going to mock us. Holy shit, Lucas is going to mock us while he's teabagging a retarded girl. Oh, I can't wait for this.
Well, yeah, I'll be, like, imitating you. I'll be, like, trying to tell people, yeah, remote control airplanes hit the towers. And
what the fuck are you talking about?
That's what you people. That's what you people think. That's how retarded
you people. I don't think that remote control plane.
Oh, he meant you people as in Puerto Ricans.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I don't know anybody Puerto Ricans talking like that.
So you actually, you think the actual planes hit the towers with the passengers in it?
Of course.
Of course?
Yeah.
Just for the record, I don't buy any of this. It was an inside job shit. I don't buy it. There are some questions, I think, that need to be answered, but I don't buy that it was Bush who did it.
Oh, so I won't be making fun of you then.
Or was the Illuminati?
I don't believe that.
I mean, how could they blow up? How could C4 be C4 be over New York City for weeks and weeks and weeks?
It was
like I said, there are definitely questions that need to be answered, but I don't think there's enough evidence for me to be pointing to.
Hey,
it was.
Well, that's for you, but for me, there's plenty of evidence.
No, there's not.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to show
there's
up
no
and
evidence.
Point and laugh at everybody. I have a fucking life, and I really don't care what other people think.
I hear you,
but I mean. Unlike Lucas here, who wants to go around and laugh at everyone who, yeah, exactly.
Who has, you know, who has anal fantasies about Joe Bimel freaking shoving his bat up his ass.
Right.
Who doesn't, man? Oh.
that kook on the line said he had evidence.
What kook? We don't have no coons on the line.
The kook.
You don't have any coons here.
Oh, wow.
There's like three people other than me. That one kook said he had like evidence. I'd be just curious to hear what this kook had to say.
Kook, huh?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
K-O-O-K, kook.
Kook. Where are you from?
West Virginia.
Oh, that's why. You didn't even go to school, did you?
You got that wrong. Wrong again. Go
oh,
ahead.
Don't start with that wrong again.
You're wrong on everything. It's just it's amazing.
Amazing. Let me ask you a question. Did you work in a coal mine?
No.
Oh, that's amazing. What kind of work did you
do? He's a retarded gay porn star.
Oh.
Comptroller.
Comptroller. Hmm.
You got some evidence? I'm ready for a good laugh.
Go look in the mirror. You'll laugh real hard.
Do you got some evidence that your kids are actually yours and not half black?
Well, they're actually pale white, so I know they're not.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Half black.
Are you sure? You know, maybe, you know, the whiteness is a little bit more dominant.
Wait, I was getting cigarettes. What are we talking about?
We're talking about his half-breed kids.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the black in him is going to be lazy him up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about the Mexican in them?
It's kind of like a little bit of AIDS will kill you.
What do you have to say about half black children?
I mean,
well, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, you muted her real fast. Fuck this, we're muting her.
Quiet hole. Love you, Sella. Oh, man. What about us Greek poets?
With Indian and Brazilian children. Okay, let me tell you something, truth for grade. If you're Greek and Polish, Swedish and German, and your children are Indian and Brazilian, guess what? They're not really yours.
and freaking he left.
Yeah, it looks a pussy, that's why.
Not your children. They just till your land.
But
fuck you, Louie.
Why?
Bye.
Why? What's your
Bye,
problem?
Louis.
Why?
Bye, Louie.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, are you mad at me, too?
You don't care. What's wrong with you?
You tell me to come, I come, and there's no point.
What do you mean there's no point? You come to listen to me. I really don't need your freaking insight. I mean, you don't have any. Just come and listen and learn something.
Alright.
Okay?
What's up, cool guy? Who are you? Luke guy?
No. Alright, well,
cool guy got mad at me the other night because I called his friend a douche.
Oh, yeah, his friend is a fucking douche. Luke. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Oh, you're talking about that? No. His other friend I'm talking about, Alex.
Hey, okay, new rule, no posts of links to images in the chat room unless there's nudity.
Yeah, well, Troy didn't own nobody. freaking Troy is guest wine, and he's like, Troy owned you guys.
Troy hung up whenever I called him Nancy.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You can post anything you want what the room owners say.
Yeah, well. And me being the room owner. I don't give a fuck. Or else I would have fucking muted Troy and I would be muting guest one.
I'm looking through the photos right now and I see no nudity.
Yes.
This is a violation. What the fuck? Flowers? That's not the type of flower I want to see, lady.
Dude, this is the chick you were talking about hitting on the other day.
I'm talking about hitting on every chick. What are you talking about?
Oh, that is true. Not looking in the right place, huh, Louis? For what? Troy's going to laugh on the crazy. Yeah.
You know what? I'm one of those crazies. And yeah, I will go nuts. And Troy will not like it.
You're pretty much untouched.
We didn't
finish making it, remember?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, 'cause you didn't have my vision in mind and you wanted to do
your own thing.
Suck.
Well, fuck you. You should have, you know.
I'm going to make it and it'll be better than yours.
Well, then fucking make it and then I'll play it.
All right.
Shit. Don't be busting my balls. I said we didn't fix it. Waiting for you to this was supposed to be a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the internet tough guy who sounds what? Stinned?
Stinned?
Stinned.
What's that word? Could you look it up, please?
What the fuck is stinned?
Check your spelling, bro. Stone. Oh, I wish
stone,
I was stone. I really do. I'll tell you the truth, because where I'm at here in Pennsylvania, there's no good weed at all. But I tell you what, once I get back to New York, there's good weed.
You gotta come see me. Hi.
You got good weed? You got, like, high haze and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Word? That's good. I'll hook you up with you.
Baby daddy.
Hey, wait, whoa, hey. There will be no Pablo Escobar deals going on in this room.
Pablo Escobar did cocaine. We ain't talking about that.
Drugs are drugs.
I don't smoke weed, unfortunately.
Freaking Troy is still in the room. He just hung up and he's like, ah, I can't get what I want from them. Oh, there's not going to be another video.
Yeah, but who paid for it? That's the whole thing. And look, where's the money?
That's Troy, not Luke Radowski. That's Troy from West Virginia.
Which one is Troy?
He's the dude. He looks like a retarded Wolverine
with
mutton chops.
What screen name is Troy?
Well, he was Lucas Dradur and guest one, and he's guest one right now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I can't tell them apart either. They all you white people sound the same to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how it goes. It's kind of like the black people. They all look the same, too.
Yeah. So should we start getting into our subject at hand, douchebags?
Yes.
I thought we were already doing that.
What's the subject?
Yeah, that is true. Oh. What's the subject? We're talking about douchebags.
Oh. Luke Radowski is the first one that comes to mind. Yes.
You mean the Polish kid trying to act black?
That's the guy. You know him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, welcome back, Kevin.
Kevy. We got guest 4 or 5. Yeah.
White boys are interesting. I'll give them that.
Hey, I got a funny thing for you, Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh.
What?
Why is cool guy talking about fucking Yu-Gi-Oh?
Okay, I got a new category we can add to the douchebag list.
What?
People who think they write funny things in chat rooms and just bomb.
Yeah. So we're adding it to hipster douchebags, Staten Island douchebags, Long Island douchebags. Oh, that's all I got.
How about, I got one. How about 19-year-olds, little sluts who want nothing but to have a baby?
How about, I like 19-year-old sluts. How about let's leave the 19-year-old sluts alone, let them do their thing. I'm perfectly happy with that.
What 19-year-old in their right mind would want to have a baby?
You.
Yeah, we got cool guys. We got... Cool guy.
Fucking whores.
Yeah.
Ben! Hi, Ben.
What?
What do you mean what? You fucking called here. Don't tell me what.
Okay.
But, you know, for a motherfucker to get that could talk for hours about fucking Vista and Windows 7 and Windows 9 and how you could use it to shove it up your ass, you're like, what?
What? It's all about BSD.
Let me ask you a question. Is it illegal to have different girls
come in? Is what?
Is it illegal
to have illegal?
Come
hey,
in
shut up. Let her talk.
Yeah.
Okay,
the guy
okay.
next door for me has, like, different girls coming in and out in the pimps and stuff outside the fucking car.
Hey, what?
What?
The guy next door to me has different girls every day coming in and out of his house in a pimp sit outside waiting for their hoes to come back into their car.
All right, they're waiting for the money.
Okay.
Yes, that is it. That is illegal.
It is. It shouldn't be.
And and since you don't have a job, I suggest the next time you see that pimp.
Hey, let me ask you, is this guy's house you're talking about, is that perchance Kevin's house?
What? Oh, wait. I know what Kevin's saying right now.
Oh,
oh
my
God.
He's feeling pretty guilty.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. Who just said that? Who just said he's feeling pretty guilty?
Freaking cool guy.
I did. Cool guy.
And
thanks,
see you later.
Thanks for the contribution there.
Yes. And cool guy's gone. All right, bring him back.
Oh, no. I think I just killed it.
It's been dead a
been
long time.
Yeah. Oh, snap. We got two new callers. We got New York. We got North New Jersey, and we got New York.
Yeah, hey, Louie. It's Glenn calling from work.
Hey, sweetie.
How's everything?
Well, we had Troy from West Virginia call in.
Oh, yeah? About what?
You know, bullshit. He wasn't funny, and he ends up hanging up.
So he has nothing serious to contribute, right?
No, nothing. He never has nothing serious to contribute.
Hey, I got another one to add to the douchebag list.
Yes.
People who call in 25 minutes into the radio show to ask for a synopsis of what was just said.
Point.
That is pretty weird.
Oh. All right, cool guy. See you later. All right.
So you're just running the gamut of who's a douchebag and who's not?
We haven't officially started it yet.
So we're glad to review it for you here.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do, is every 20 minutes we decide to review this show for whomever calls in.
Yeah. Yeah, see you later, much later. Fucking cool guy. Oh, man.
So you just started the show?
Oh, my God.
We're back after just starting the show half an hour ago.
Some people are too dense to know when you're talking about them.
All right, Louie, I'm going to talk to you later.
Well, I'm just going to listen because I'm still eating lunch here.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for informing us, sir.
Yes. All right, I guess, okay, well, we got New York.
I'll talk to you later, Louie.
All righty, bye-bye.
You already said that.
Yeah. We got New York on the line. Welcome to the Crotch Shop Radio Show, New York.
I'm just saying, somebody's really looking for attention if they keep going. I'll talk to you later now. All right, now.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some fucking attention.
Well, hell, she got a man every night that gives her the attention. I mean, fuck.
Okay, that would have been funny if we were in fifth grade.
Yeah. I wasn't actually trying to be funny. I was being informative with that.
Okay.
Yes. I was trying to be, yeah. Anyways, like I was going, Urban Dictionary defines douchebag as an individual. Did I just go over this?
Yeah, you did.
How far did I go along with this before freaking...
Let's just say you went all the way so we don't have to hear it all again.
All right, fine. So, yeah. Like the other night, me and Will were talking about hipster douchebags that infest my neighborhood. We were sending some pictures back and forth. What do you think about that? Why don't you tell the people?
They're fucking hippies, and I hate hippies.
Yeah,
I hate hippies.
So hipsters. They're just they're either black, white, Asian who avoid labels or being labeled, but they all dress the same and act the same. And they conform.
Hippies.
Yeah, they conform to their nonconformity. They combine sloppy and vintage in the way they dress, and they think so. They're so damn enlightened about life and politics, but they care less to pay attention to the news. So they vote for Obama because he's black, and a black as a pres is rad. And they all wear communist shit. Yeah.
Wait, are those little hats like the commie?
No, they'll wear a Che Guevara T-shirt or the star, the Soviet star.
What are these fucking hats? Because we start seeing them around here and they're fucking ugly. I'm trying to find these hats.
The hats. Well, I mean,
they're not baseball hats, but they're like the same sort of style. You know what I mean? They look like military hats. Not that military. Like what you see whenever you see some third world military, you see them wearing these fucking hats. Anyway.
Yeah. Either way, you know, they think they're so damn enlightened, they freaking go, they open...
I'm with Warpig. If you weren't in the original hippie movement, stay out. You're not being progressive, you're just being a fucking idiot.
Exactly. I mean, they usually all like the natural food store.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That opened up in my neighborhood. They'll throw out the old food. And you see all these freaking hipsters fucking scavenging inside the trash to get like canned goods of like expired food and shit. Oh my god,
hey,
there's no gluten
if you Google
in this.
Military hat, there's a billion... Let me post one of these.
Why don't you post the link so that way everyone can take a look and.
I'm doing it. Hold on. Learn how to use copy and paste. I've never used that before. There you go. Yeah,
there
these type of hats. I'm sorry, seeing them pop up around here, and they're fucking ugly.
Let me see. Let me check this shit out here. But yeah, no,
and
they. They fucking act like it's manifest destiny that. What the fuck is
I've seen a lot of them around here. They're fucking ugly.
I don't see them wear hats. They usually wear shit, you know. They try to look all vintage and sloppy, but they'll pay like $100 for used shoes and shit. You know, they'll spend a stupid amount of money on clothes that were worn by somebody else.
That'll work. Fidel Castro hat. You know what I meant, War Pig. A military hat. An army hat type style.
That's a perfect... Yeah, Fidel Castro. But, yeah, no, they act like they know everything, but they don't pay attention to the news, and they'll vote for Obama, and... Everything's totally rad, or it's deck. Deck means cool. Yeah.
You know, I still think the biggest douchebags of all, the ones I want to hit more than anybody else, are always the fucking emo kids.
Oh yeah, these hipsters are just like they're like a offshoot of emo. Why don't you get into emo?
Emo.
The emo kids you want to hit.
Yeah, I want to run over.
Go ahead. Oh, you mean physically?
Yeah.
No. Oh, why?
I don't know. But they walk down the street and I see them and I'm like, I want to fucking hit you with the truck.
Well, yeah, it's really not natural to be walking around being all sad when they live in a fucking mansion. Life is so horrible. And shit like that.
Are Vietnam, are non-vets allowed here?
Yeah, it's not.
Why not?
Yeah.
They're not allowed here?
No,
yeah,
they are.
Here. Why wouldn't they be?
Oh, I was wondering.
There are some emo chicks that are cute, but after you have sex with them, you still want to punch them.
Right.
Just to make...
They're like, let's write some poetry about the orgasms we had. Roses are red, violets are blue. I just busted on your face.
Cute with tears coming down face.
What? Yeah, hey, it's me again.
Yes.
I was just listening long enough to formulate an opinion. But yeah, I totally agree with you guys. This is like the number one douchebag ever is these hipsters, man. I know many of them personally, and they're the main reason I stopped hanging out, really, because all they want to do is go to the bar, not be serious about anything, act like they know what's really going on, like you were talking about. I mean, literally, it doesn't even have to be political. The television behind them could say missiles headed towards bar, and they would still be drinking and laughing and talking about how great Obama is.
Well, good. That, sir, is what we call Darwinism.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're multiplying. They come from the Midwest
Michigan. Yeah, no, literally, it's a phenomenon that's been creeping. Like you said, it's kind of like an offshoot of emo, but it's more intense than ever now, and it's really permeating our neighborhoods, man. I'm sick of it just as much as you are.
Yeah, well, I mean, which is why probably starting Monday, I'm going to start like a safari around my neighborhood, just doing like midnight walks and just...
Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. Is someone fucking soliciting in the chat room? Parts for sale, you fucking cunt.
Wait a minute. Get the fuck out of here. This better be porn. And this
no,
better be the good
not.
Porn. It's not? It's not porn?
No. Huh? You piece of shit. You're coming and trying to ride our coattails. It's called fucking paying. You pay
yeah.
us, and then we'll,
yes.
we'll promote you. You don't come
yes.
in here and start promoting your stupid little website, you fucking douche with Dreamweaver. I hope you get AIDS.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what we're talking about. These hipsters want to open up little boutiques and stuff. One just opened around the corner of my house, and they want to promote their quote-unquote, you know, bullshit culture that they call this culture, but really it's just, like you said,
there
really
is no culture.
It's expensive rags that they mark up for $100 for, you know, a ripped, faded piece of crap.
Which is what I just said.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are they really worse than even... See, down in Texas,
there's
War Pig's over in Fort Worth. I'm in Dallas. War Pig, do you know of any hipsters? Have you seen any around? The worst we have here is emo kids.
Yeah, I mean, hold on.
But
let me try.
It's all rolled into one genre now. It's like scene, emo, goth, and even punk. It's all rolled into one now.
Yeah, but
it's just a bunch
of
dirty white people who dress poor. Actually, my friend has the perfect term for this. My friend Jane, I was talking to her the other day, and she actually said that this fits perfectly, that she called them the poor bourgeoisie. There are rich people who actually, you know, dress poor and act poor, even though they live in mansions, like you said.
Right. They act like they're so above everyone else. They think they...
Just respond to something he said. I don't really want to throw goths into this, because I'm not a goth person myself, but I've known quite a few, and they all seem to be really cool people who want to just stick to themselves and have their own little thing. They're not delusional, like emo kids are, or a bunch of these other cliques.
Yeah,
well,
I think goths hate emo kids. If you go according to that episode of South Park.
Well,
like
I certainly hate emo kids.
But he hates emo kids.
Everybody hates emo kids. Bunch
well,
of.
Well, I gotta let you go, but good show, Louie. Keep it up, and I'll talk to you later.
Later, sir.
Take care.
No one ever tells me goodbye.
Love you, sweetie. Warpig is on.
Warpig is on the line.
Warpig. Ah, coño.
He's still
Warpig.
Muted. There he is.
There he
I'm
is.
I'm unmuted. All right.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I just had to call in about the hippies. I went through that whole, that was my high school years. And what they've got going on now is just their wannabe. They wish they had a movement of some kind that they could rally around and be as cool as we were. But they
wish they were us.
Yes, they do. They wish they were us. They got nothing. They have absolutely nothing.
Well, it's one of those things, though, that the 60s hippie movement was actually trying to change something. It was trying to move civil rights forward, move
sure.
women's rights forward so they could actually work and stuff like that. But now
yeah.
women have rights. Everyone has rights now. They're not fucking doing anything. They're running around looking as hard as they can for anything they can perceive as an injustice and try and rally behind that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Global warming environmental stuff is about as close as it's going to get.
Don't get me wrong. You know how many fucking Greenpeace fucking fundraisers are in my neighborhood now? On every damn street corner. The first summer day, global warming. I'm like, we have to lower our carbon emissions. Then good. Stop breathing. Die.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Either that, or it's the ACLU fundraisers that are on every corner. We need to raise money for the ACLU. Why? So you could keep protecting North American Man Boy Love Association.
Yeah.
The ACLU doesn't do anything. If they actually, I wish the ACLU would actually stand up for our civil liberties instead of trying to, you know, go after everyone who wants to wear an abortion T-shirt or something.
Oh yeah. But that whole deal with the I don't see too many of them around over here, but
a good place to look at to see what I'm talking about, go to diehipster.com.
Oh, okay.
Down in Texas, I don't think we have any hipsters.
Yeah.
But I don't think you guys will put up with them.
We didn't put up with them last time.
We don't have a lot of shit down here. We never had the mafia down here, really.
Yeah.
Really? Holy shit. No, that's not too bad. Fort Worth had a little bit of it back in the probably 40s, maybe the late 30s, early 40s. They had some of it, but not like...
During Prohibition, but since then. But that's probably because we don't have unions either. We're smart that way.
No, that's right.
People get paid for the work
these
they
kids,
do,
these,
not...
These kids don't work, though. That's the thing. They live off their mommy and daddy's rent checks. And they think they could paint, so they'll try to sell their crap at every gallery, and they buy their own shit, which is how they pay their Pabst Blue Ribbon bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
they drink that crap.
Back in our day, nobody worked either, but that was a rebellious choice versus they just don't work. You know, they just don't work because they're lazy these days.
Nobody worked, but everybody got drafted.
That's right. That's right, right there. So
we all got fucked over there anyway, and everybody came home fucked up. And
I will probably have the KKK down there somewhere. Yeah, but I mean, they're not so bad.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, if I moved into the neighborhood, would they welcome me with a fruit basket or a burning cross?
We don't have much down here, but there's some in small towns, but around here there's not really.
Have you considered going back to Africa? But I don't know nobody in Africa.
Send your ass back to Mexico.
I'm not Mexican.
You think they care?
They really should, because then I will have to be forced to come back in order for me to just go back to where I'm really supposed to be. I mean, if you want to waste time or get it right, at least, you know, send me back to where I'm really from.
what we do have down here are the Los Zetas. They're the ones who are cutting heads off at the borders, and
oh yes,
the news is ignoring it, and nobody's doing a fucking thing about it.
Of course not, because, you know, no one gives a fuck if a white boy gets killed.
Well,
but if a white boy killed a Mexican, racism.
Oh yes.
That's what it is. They don't want to go after these Los Zetas cutting people's heads off because that's racist.
Where the
it's
hell is
racist
Borden?
To say a Mexican cut off people's heads, even though they fucking do.
Where are you militias with the high power rifles when you need them?
We got
they're right up here by me. Don't worry about it. We got everything on lock.
Yeah, but you're not doing nothing in Texas. Where are there people getting their heads chopped off? Okay, I'm just saying.
All right.
Every time something happens around here, they come down here and they blow shit up. Look at Waco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we need, some more federal help.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So
they need to just back off and let us do the thing. We'll take care of it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We can't do it if they keep threatening us. You know, we need to do it in a peaceful manner. If we could take care of it, it would all be done tomorrow, but they won't fucking let us.
They never taught me in a peaceful manner.
Yeah,
thank you.
I interviewed a guy for our work that was a National Guardsman that was down there on the border about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had no weapons. They couldn't do a thing about it. They get fired upon and couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, like those, two guys that went into jail recently because they were fired on right at the border. And they turned around and fired back and killed two guys, and now they're in federal prison.
Well, no, they got pardoned.
Oh, did they finally get pardoned?
Yeah, they got pardoned.
By
Bush.
Yeah. Something about a Madam Morris.
Well,
no, I don't know anything about a Madam Morris.
Bush had a pardon him, that son of a bitch.
What?
Bush had a pardon him because look at all the motherfuckers he waterboarded.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Everything and anything.
So we just throw out a word out there and you start talking about it. Is that what it is?
You got a problem. I really
anti-disestablishmentarianism.
I would choke you until you turn blue.
What? See, now you're talking about choking me until I turn blue. What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you
talking about?
What you heard me? What are you? You need some Q-tips?
Yes, I need some fucking Q-tips.
Well, come and get them. I'll give them to you.
Oh, my God.
We got another caller from New York.
This one a douche, too?
I have no idea.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yes.
Hello. How can I help you?
Yes. How you doing?
What?
What? Do you have something stuck up your ass?
No, really? I got stuck up your ass.
No, not up my ass, up your ass.
Oh, yo.
Yes, you have it up your ass.
I'm Gilbert.
You skid in your mom's face, my friend.
Hey, who's Madam Morris? Who's Madam Morris you're talking about? What are you talking about there? C-E-G-H?
It's Lake County Ghost Hunters. Where you call, my friend?
Hello.
Hello, I can help you.
Yes, I'm from Staten Island.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Ah, so you are a douchebag.
No, your father is.
Your father? My father.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Oh,
he
shit.
Said, oh, your father is. Damn.
Uh-oh. At least I know who my father is, you bastard.
Hey, who's Madam Morris?
You know who your father is? Is it me? Damn, I should have slapped your mom for not taking $600 for
your
abortion. I fucked your mother up the ass. You bumble clot.
You blood clot.
You bumbuck. Oh, man.
Hey, habla español.
Sí, que tú quieres, pendejo.
Carajo.
Vete pa' carajo.
Hey, puta.
Tu madre, cabrón.
Puseta, carajo.
Puta la madre.
Go back to Mexico, you fucking spick.
There you go. Bye. Shut the fuck up.
Mow my lawn.
Hey, let's see if he's back. Mamau. And got the last word.
Hey, who's Mamau? Matt, of course? I'm trying to find out. Who's Lake County Ghost Hunters?
Oh, he's a long time friend of the show. He has his own show called Lake County Ghost Hunters.
You know, I went to the most haunted hotel in Texas. I'm one of those people. I'm pretty skeptical about ghosts and stuff, but I'm very open to being proven wrong if someone can take me to see something. But I went to the most haunted hotel in Texas, and I didn't really see anything that made me skeptical.
Well, the only reason why it's called Lake County Ghost Hunters is because they're trying to hide the fact that they're hunting black people, so they didn't want to name it Lake County Spook Hunters. It's kind of an interesting picture because there's a whole bunch of white people standing in front of a tree.
Okay, I think you need the cat for that one.
Damn it, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. So anyway,
hey, when you tell an older gentleman is a douche, this is easy. If they drive a Miata,
and if they a Miata,
because that's like saying, "Look at me, I'm trying to be cool and own a Porsche, but I can't fucking afford a Porsche, so I'm gonna get this shitty little car that has four cylinders, and I'm gonna pretend I'm in a Porsche."
Either that, or they're 40 years old and they're still dressing gangsta.
No, it's when that rainbow bumper sticker doesn't really say who you are.
Wow. That's what I'm trying to...
Well, why did you think I know about Madam Morris? Where did you hear about it? I want to Google and see what the fuck they're talking about. It has some connection with Henry Lee Lucas. What, did she get killed or something?
I don't know. Madam Morris, I thought that was the lady that did the teaspoons, you know?
Yeah, that's what it says. I Google it, so it says
Sterling Silver teaspoons, yeah.
I have no fucking clue where any of these people are. I don't know what the hell is he talking about. Show started off. We came in hot, yo.
How about another one added to the list? Puerto Ricans who talk like they're black.
Yeah, I know, right? Shit.
Say things like, "We came in hot, yo."
Nah,
yeah, I
Googled
Madam Morris and Henry Lee Lucas. I don't see anything about them together.
Hey, I don't talk black. I don't hear any Negroes talking like how I talk.
That's because you hadn't been able to get out of the house in a while.
I've been able to get out of the house.
I'd be that way too if I were bedridden and disabled.
I'm not bedridden.
It's okay. You can tell me. I'm open-minded.
No, you're not. You're bigoted.
So you are bedridden. That's not the part of what I said that you're going to conflict with.
Yeah. Well. Hey, we're going to be taking a quick break.
Great. I got to go smoke.
Yeah, go, Yeah, let me take a long break. This is the Crouch Out Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages. This segment of the Crouch Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrouchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crouch Out Radio Show sent you. When you visit the Crouch Out Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Please visit our sponsors on CrotchShotRadio.com, like Blockbuster Total Access, over 80,000 titles, free in-store exchanges, no late fees on online rentals, and free shipping. And exclusively for CrotchShot Radio Show listeners, 50% off your first month. Also, the Apple Store. Get your iPod, iPhone, or Mac at the Apple Store. Get great tech at great prices. Speaking about tech, if you're an IT guy and you're looking for a job, then definitely check out Just Tech Jobs. Go to Just Tech Jobs, click the link, and connecting to IT best. Criminal justice at Job Central. Over 100 criminal justice jobs posted daily. Feel free and click the links on the CrotchShotRadio.com website. It's CrotchShotRadio.com.
This is war!
Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'd like to thank everyone for stopping by. Lake County Ghost Hunters, Kev, Truth Brigade, Scylla, War Pig, and of course my lovely co-host for tonight, Will. How you doing, William? He's still smoking a bone. War Pig, what's up?
What's going on?
So far so good. Fucking show started all full wacky and shit.
You have some interesting individuals there for a minute.
I know. Jesus Christ. And it's good to have freaking. It's good to start off on a good foot though. Any controversy is good controversy.
Yeah.
But golly,
like, it's like any publicity. It's good publicity, bad publicity. It's all publicity.
Yeah.
So.
But goodness, I never knew so many douchebags would call in, though. You have a douchebag show?
This is supposed to be a show that tells us what douchebags are, not to attract them all tonight. Is that what
I guess not. I mean, right. I guess, but it's like, I'm a douchebag. Like, I mean, the only douchebags I know are the ones in New York City. I'm trying to find out what's going on in other states. Like, actually, I was going through... again, the Urban Dictionary, and was looking up the Staten Island douchebag. And definition is a large majority of young men and women from 16 to 30 who live repetitive, shallow lives that make up Staten Island. SIDBs, or Staten Island douchebags, usually consist of dudes who get their nails and eyebrows done, go to tanning salons, drive their dad's expensive car, have some kind of ridiculously spiky hair or a faux hawk, wear tight jeans, pop their studded collars up, and love fist pumping in a bar or club, take steroids and love cocaine, very wiggerish, enjoy freestyle and hip-hop. Wait a minute, I enjoy freestyle. But not hip-hop music. In the gym and take up machines because they are more busy looking at their muscles, tan lines, and talking on their cell phones. We're probably the most popular in high school, so they live off that reputation until they're 25. Most likely, will never amount to anything unless they are handed a job by a successful relative whose uncle is connected, therefore they believe they are connected. Oh, wait, oops. Usually are loudmouth third or fourth generation Italian-Americans who know a friend who knows a guy whose uncle is connected, therefore they believe they're connected. Would never fight you unless 10 or 15 of his boys are around and you're by yourself.
What?
What?
I just got back. What were you talking about?
Staten Island douchebags.
Wait a second. Quick poll in the room. Where is everybody from? What state? I know I'm Texas. War Pigs, Texas. LCGH, where's that from?
That's Chicago.
Chicago.
Well, Illinois.
Kev's got Ohio. Truth Brigade, isn't that guy out of California?
Yeah, we can say that.
So basically, all these people are from everywhere but New York, and we're focusing on Staten Island.
Well, shit. That's where the fuck you come in. You know.
I've already spoken my piece. Biggest douchebags we got around here are emo kids and old men who drive Miatas.
That's it?
And then there's the ones who run around wearing the white hats with all the colleges on them. They're all douchebags.
We got one you didn't mention. He owns a football team.
His name just escaped me.
Ted Knight? What?
No. Who owns the Cowboys? I forget his name.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah. He screwed up.
Oh, man. Whoa.
That guy and his fucking ego.
Oh, I'm telling you. And cheap? I got to tell you a story about Jerry Jones. I had a son-in-law that was selling systems for mosquito repellent that you put out in the yards in these big fancy homes. And he happened to be in Jerry Jones's house and walked Jerry Jones around his yard and was explaining to him how the system worked, and then was getting ready to make the sales pitch and go in for how much is it going to cost. At what moment Jerry Jones turned to him and said, "You know, I've got 53 players on my team. If this system works real good, I bet I can get all of them and put them in their houses."
Well, that sounds like a hell of a deal.
Oh, yeah. What he was fishing for was a free system for himself.
Oh.
Yeah,
the guy's just a billionaire. He shouldn't be helping anyone out, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a douchebag.
How do you think he stays a billionaire?
You know, he does not by spending money on anything in particular.
I mean, that's not
by hiring coaches, I'll tell you that. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got rid of the best damn coach you ever had.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we also have a lot of cowboy douchebags around here.
Yes.
Don't know a thing about ranching.
No.
And I come from ranching. I have four fucking ranches in my family, but yeah, they walk around. We got plenty of drugstore cowboys.
Yeah, got the hats, got the creased Rockies now, and yeah.
They come riding a horse and shit, and
don't ride a horse in the town.
They get the pool.
No, most of them don't even know how to ride horses.
Yeah.
And is there anything uglier on a woman than Rocky jeans? I don't know what it is, but women and those Rocky, you can take the most beautiful ass in the world and put it in Rocky jeans, and it is just a fucking disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no fucking clue what you guys are talking
about. I'm going to find a picture here and let you know.
I have no fucking clue.
Can't even get a decent camel toe out of it, you know? So.
I'm more of a moose knuckle type of guy myself.
I've seen that picture. Stop it. That paint keeps me awake at night, you know?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to post a picture in the room of what Rocky jeans will do to a nice ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Alrighty. Let's see what's going on with this. Oh, hold on. We got another call. North New Jersey. Jersey.
Like elongate them.
Jersey. Jersey.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Dirty Jersey.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey, hi. I didn't know I was online already. Wow, it's fast. Is this Lou?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Eric.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
How's everything?
Yeah, so far, so good. We're talking about douchebags.
Douchebags. I have a douchebag for you. I mean, I haven't listened to the show yet. I just got online, and I said, let me call in. You probably discussed them already, but douchebag of douchebags, Bill Maher.
I like Bill Maher, you douche.
He's a douchebag.
We played one of his clips last week, and it was very accurate. The guy knows his shit. He's a little left-leaning for me, but he's smarter than most. Yeah,
he went off on, first of all, you know, his whole take on 9/11. That gives him the douchebag trophy right there. But then I saw his, for free, by the way, for free, at the library, they consider it a documentary, so it's free to get Religious. And
which is a damn good movie, and it's accurate, too.
He takes the douchebag of, if there were the equivalent of the Academy Awards, but the douchebag awards.
I think I do. Hold on.
He would get the douchebag award for that film.
That was a good movie.
It was
informative.
Really informative. Wow.
Yep.
That's cool. That's cool. He left out like zillions of religions. The whole first hour was like.
Here he is, the biggest douche of the universe. In all the galaxies, there's no bigger douche than you. You've reached the top, the pinnacle of douchedom. Good going, douche. Your dreams have come true.
Hey.
That was beautiful. There's a tear rolling down my cheek right now. Was that for me or was that for Bill Maher?
That was for you. That was for you.
Thank you.
Must you be rude to every one of my guests?
He's ragging on Bill Maher. I like Bill Maher.
Who am I talking? Is that your co-host or is it who?
Yeah, that's my co-host.
Oh, he likes Bill Maher.
I like Bill Maher.
You like Bill Maher? I used to like Bill Maher. I'll be honest with you. He's fun. He's a comedian. He's a comedian. But he can be a little douchey. He's a little too smarmy. I mean, he's funny, you know, but his whole...
Why are you backstepping? You just said he's the biggest douche in the universe, and now you're backstepping.
Yeah, he's pretty douchey. He's the douche of the week for me, because I just saw Religious. So it's like topical for me.
And Religious is a good movie.
No, it's really not.
Actually,
Religious. You've got to see it. I mean, he's such a hypocrite. I'll tell you why. You know, he's supposed to be against all religion. God doesn't exist, and, you know, whatever. Isn't he a Jew? That's fine. Well, he claims to be brought up Catholic, a Jewish mother, Catholic father.
Well, then he is Jewish.
So,
by Jewish law, since he has a Jew-bag mother, he's a Jew.
This is my problem with the film. I mean, he systematically shoots down, mocking Christianity. For the first hour of the film, right? Okay, this is right. It's his film. He can do what he wants. Freedom of speech, right? But when it comes to when he was interviewing the rabbi, who happens to be an anti-Zionist rabbi, gets angry, and it's the only clip where Bill Maher walks out of. He ends the interview. Bill Maher walks out pissed off. Not because the rabbi is religious, but because the rabbi wasn't religious enough. He couldn't believe that the rabbi didn't believe in the state of Israel, and that pissed him off, and he freaked out. But the state of Israel is based on a religious, it's a biblical prophecy. So,
yeah, I think we shouldn't have done shit about Israel after World War II. I mean, I didn't think it was right that we just went in there and took someone else's land and said, here you go. Live here, Jews.
Didn't you think that was a little hypocritical on the part of Bill Maher to walk out of the rabbi who was making a lot of sense? He was very sophisticated, and Bill Maher kept cutting him off. It's the only interview Bill walks out of. And
hey,
again,
that'll give you on.
Okay, that I was like,
but,
okay,
but he makes up for it because he slams Christianity, which pisses, which I'm with him on, because you have all these Christians trying to get in the public office to control everyone's fucking life, and it pisses me off to no end. So
I agree with you. I agree with you there. Exactly. And where did Christianity allegedly stem from?
Judaism.
Okay. So why does he spend the first hour bashing something that came after the the original, creator of the Christian religion. And
because
then
Christianity has more political power than Judaism.
Well, I mean, I was asking that's sort of a rhetorical question. I'm just saying, you know, it was so phony to me. It was so obvious. And, you know, yeah, of course, you got Christianity, Judaism, but it would just seem false to me that, you know, he just showed himself as a hypocrite, you know, totally hypocritical, total hypocrite. Anyway, that's my two cents.
What do you think about Penn and Teller then?
I think, again, the same thing. I think they're kind of funny, but I don't like them. I think they're, a lot of the things that they do and say, I don't care for. I mean, there was one stunt where I believe they were, you know, drilling they took a drill and were drilling through somebody's holy book. I mean, I don't know. Why would you want to do that? You know, I guess freedom of speech, yeah, but I don't know.
Holy book, I don't know. Maybe it was one of their shows or something, but I'm talking about bullshit. I don't know. I don't really care. I mean, the thing is, religious people don't care about what's sacred to anybody else. They only want to define everyone's morals. So I really don't care if someone shits all over what's sacred to them.
Right.
Hmm.
Okay. That's cool. I just think if you're doing a documentary called Religious, you know, you might want to mention Buddhism. I don't know. You know, maybe a billion people.
Well, see, the thing
is
Buddhism isn't a true religion. Buddhism doesn't believe in a god or anything. It's more of a lifestyle.
You're absolutely correct. However, it is perceived as, I mean, he doesn't go into Jainism either. He doesn't go into any of the Native American beliefs. He doesn't go into
Hinduism. I mean, that would take forever to do all that. There are thousands of different beliefs out there. And then you're going to look at, what about going to the sects who believe that aliens are responsible for everything, or the Scientologists who are really fucking crazy?
He does go off on Scientology. He does.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, he does. He talks about Scientology. In fact, he pretends to be a Scientologist in the park where he's dressed up, and he's exactly what the Scientologists believe. And
I remember that part.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is there's so many different crazy sects out there. You got to just go with the major ones.
Exactly. Hindu, how much more major can he get than Hinduism? So he doesn't even touch it.
But Hinduism doesn't affect our daily lives as Americans.
Well, he doesn't say that. He's talking about religions, and, you know, he's religious. I mean, he goes off on Islam. I mean, every time Islam is mentioned, you know, he's always connecting it to violence. It's always connected some, you know, it's like mentions Muslim and then
he's not the one who started that, though. I mean, how about the guys who threatened to cut everyone's head off when someone drew a cartoon of Muhammad? They kind of started that whole Islam is violent thing.
Well, I don't know. If somebody did, if the New York Times, let's say, decided to do a spread, hey, send us your cartoons of Jesus, you know, talk them as much as you want, right? And we'll print it. We'll print it in the New York Times. Go ahead, send the pictures of Jesus. You know, and they had some, I have the pictures from that Danish newspaper. I have it. And those images are very disturbing, very vile. So I would, first of all, you're not supposed to.
Did you send those to me?
Well, I don't have them online. I mean, I have hard copy of it.
Okay.
In the Atlantic and the New Yorker magazine, they actually printed all the images in there, and they had a pretty good article discussing it. But if you're telling me that the right-wing Christians wouldn't go absolutely off the fucking, you know, nutbag.
The difference is the Christians would all say, we're going to boycott this, we're going to boycott its sponsors, whereas the Muslims are running around the streets screaming, burning shit, threatening to cut everyone's head off, and sending death threats.
Well, there's extremists everywhere. I mean, look, you just had...
What
everyone thinks about abortion, I'm sure we all have our own personal opinions. You know, right-wing religious people just shot, this abortionist. So,
yeah.
No, if you're trying to say that, if you're trying to say that only Muslims will kill people because of their religion, I'm not buying it.
Islam has more extreme nut jobs than any other religion.
I don't know. I mean, they just came out I have the paper here. I have the paper. Rumsfeld's giant face, and it was saying that in his private documents that were just leaked, he saw the Iraq War as part of a crusade. So, you know, what's shock and awe right before our eyes, live on television? There's your war, CNN. What's more psych? How many people were killed the prior or ongoing? Just in the few weeks of shock and awe.
I mean, they were brown. Who cares about them?
Well, yeah, that's what a lot of people think. By the way, he'd be another candidate as douchebag.
Who, Rumsfeld?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't think douchebag and evil go hand in hand. I mean, you think
online.
A douchebag seems to be the sort of person that, who doesn't do shit, who can't do shit, but who walks around like they're
actually,
king of the fucking world.
Yeah. Oh, I had the whole topic of this wrong, then. Okay.
We're not doing so much political crap right now. It's just more
man. Should I retract everything I just blabbed on about? I don't know. What the hell? Holy crap. Did I just ruin your whole show?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Blame you off, keyboard cat. All right.
Oh, snap. He knows it.
My main problem with people who are religious is you have things like why study? Why try to make any technological progression? Why try to do anything to benefit humanity if God is just the final answer? For instance, if you believe, in all-powerful God, you think God gives people cancer or God can take it away, then what's the point of ever trying to find a cure for cancer?
Well,
because
the only thing
you can do about it is pray.
I mean, I mean, I can kind of answer that because in the Bible, I mean, they've used medicines. What's his name?
But in the Bible,
it's not Peter, to
wear two different kinds of cloth at the same time. That means if you have cotton jeans and a leather belt,
you're going to hell.
Going against God, yeah.
Right. And by the way, that's just as much an equal law as man shall not lie with man. You know, it has the same punishment there. There's a whole, and tucked in there is that, but he is, the right wing nuts always ram down everybody's throat, along with the one that you just mentioned. Also, God gives you this laundry list. Don't sleep with this one. Don't sleep with your aunt. Don't eat this kind of fowl. There's all these rules.
Well, after Jesus was sacrificed, a lot of those laws were
eradicated.
Obsolete.
Right. Exactly.
I think the world needs more gays. The more gays there are out there, the more coos that leaves for me. Sorry,
okay, you gotta be careful.
He may be gorgeous. He may know how to treat you. He may listen to you, but you got to go home with me, the guy who's going to take pictures of you while you're on the can.
Yikes. Keyboard cat.
Wow.
No. No, I'm saying I don't know why I said that.
I'm just mentioning that you have it.
Well, just for mentioning it.
I love it. And I'll tell you one thing about Keyboard Cat. I'm addicted to it. I've seen almost every clip that's on YouTube.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You know the payoff. You know the payoff. Keyboard Cat's going to come, but I fucking crack up every time. On that note, I'm going to let you guys go and play me off, Keyboard Cat.
Later, sir.
Okay. Bye.
Da 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 da
go. The smooth stylings of the play him off keyboard cat.
All right, so where were we?
Yeah.
Staten Island.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even finished reading off the list that I got from... because they actually have female douchebags as well.
See, but females can be douchebags because they have the pussy. We will put up with anything to get to the pussy.
I don't know, man. If you follow the teachings of, what's his name, Tom Likas, you starve the bitches. So
starve
that way they
them,
don't
huh?
act. That way you don't. Act, that way they don't act cunty. If they can't get what they want, then they can't control you.
Well, you got a point there.
So I mean, like a Staten Island douchebag, girls are the ones that have orange faces. They have the brightest teeth you've ever seen. They put their hair in a stupid poof thing like Paris Hilton or Gwen Stefani. They're too good to drink beer. They're usually in credit card debt. Got fake
like
tits.
Sex in the City.
Yeah. Got fake tits or German automobile on her sweet 16 cause
I like fake tits. You know, I mean, like I said,
I don't
would
like fake
keep
tits.
One of these around. I
that's just lies.
Around,
that's just beginning
would,
to lie. I don't pay my
lie to me for one night. I'm not saying I'm going to marry her. I'm not saying I'm going to get serious with her. But hell, for one night, I would love squeezing fake tits. Although
okay,
I know
for in that case, why don't you go date a tranny with a fake cunt?
Tranny with a fake cunt.
Cunt, yes.
My ex had those. They're not all that.
She had a fake cunt?
No, tits.
Oh. Ah.
They're not all that.
She might as well. If you're going to go that fake, go all the way. Or why don't you just pay the $200, get a blow up doll from AdamEve.com, and, you know. Go to town.
Louis, I know your tits are real, but I'm just saying,
my
you know,
tits are
what?
Fantastic.
I know that.
I could hold a pencil underneath them.
That is disgusting.
I could actually hold a Sprite can. And I hold them like the Enola Gay held the atom bomb, and I drop them on Asian people's heads like. No, come on. That was funny.
I puked a little in my mouth. I mean, for one, I'll definitely lie my ass off and tell a female douchebag whatever she wants to hear to play with her tits for one night.
Yeah, but fake tits, it's like...
It depends if they're saline or silicone. Silicone sucks, but the saline tits, they're very nice, I gotta say. Have you played with any saline tits? Either of you, Warpig or Louie?
I've never played with fake tits. They've all been real and floppy and gorgeous.
Okay, have you ever played with a woman's tits or anybody's tits other than your own, Louie?
Yes, I have. That's what I was talking about.
Just making sure.
Making sure. I may be fat, but I'm also Puerto Rican, and that gets me in places. By
force. Yeah, like the county jail.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, Kevin, you didn't think that was funny?
Oh, my.
You need to make a Kevin soundboard.
Yeah, no, the more I talk to Kevin, the more I record Kevin, the more will be added to the soundboard. So, Kev, I got to call you tonight. A Kevin soundboard.
You should have a Kevin soundboard.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We need a Warpig soundboard, too. Well, Warpig, you need to say a lot of stuff so we can make a soundboard for you when you're not here.
Okay. Well, I'll try to think of something cute and clever.
No blacks allowed.
No blacks allowed.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good one. You're going to get that one, right?
Yeah.
That one is at 121 and about 15 seconds in.
All right. All right, let me write that down. All right, how's about people start texting in the room what we should get Warpig to say? Damn it, what is a fucking piece of paper when you need one? So 121.15?
Yep.
All right.
Hey, look, somebody just wrote something.
Yeah, Warpig, why don't you say that?
Yeah, why don't I? You know?
I sure as fuck wasn't going to repeat that.
Oh, come on, Louis, say it out loud. You know?
Nah, thanks. No, that's... I'm good. There's a... You ain't catching me for an asshole.
Kevin, think of something clever for him to say.
How's about, that's not how you make a knot, boy.
Cricket.
Fuck. You know, I think I do have a cricket soundboard. Seriously, that...
What the hell is that?
Crickets.
That's not a cricket, that's like a fucking mutant.
That's probably a coqui.
What?
A coqui. Do you know what a coqui is?
A cookie, yeah.
A coqui.
I got another one for Warpig.
Oh, wait. Damn it. Oh, God.
Warpig, I think you should just read them so the people listening to the show will know what I just typed in the chat.
Yeah, I know.
We promise we won't make a soundboard out of that.
Yeah. You're right up on that there.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, we promise. Fingers crossed. Somebody got to read that because that's just bad for the radio show.
Hey, Kevin, will you call in and read this for us?
Yes, we need someone to call in and read this. We
I can't read very well, even though I wrote that.
Okay, Warpig, this ain't that bad. That could mean anything.
Yeah, I'm sure it could.
Right. Well, come on, you got to give us something. We need some clips, and I can't say it because Louie will just sit there and play me saying that over and over.
How about that one?
No.
How about that? Say it like you mean it.
Boom. How about that?
Oh, come on. Come on, you got to give us something here.
I'll think of something for you since you guys seem to be running on empty here.
No, we're not.
What are some things your wife used to say to you during sex?
I'm not awake yet.
Oh, come on.
Come on. At least say what I just wrote.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. Be the social degenerate of your show, you know.
Oh,
if you're not
going
to play ball here, we're not going to get you your bicycle back.
Yeah. What?
Get a rope, you know. Get a rope.
Oh, here's one. Get a rope. That was at 127.05.
All right. We got it. Okay. Boom.
Well, then, we're dying. We're bombing here.
Where were we again?
See, someone should
Yeah. Really, Kev?
Come on. Hey, Kev, will you call him and say these things? We're all too afraid to say them because Louis's going to make a soundboard out of them.
I sure
say them.
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
You're not going to catch me for an asshole.
Kevin, we need you to call in and say these things for us so that people downloading the show and listening to it.
Yes, we'll understand.
We'll know what we're talking about, yeah.
Exactly. Hey, by the way, Louis, we're not plugging Kevin's show tonight until he decides to tell us what the announcement on the 16th is.
Ah, very good.
So, Kevin's getting
New York
plugged tonight.
New York, you're on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. New York! Ah, you fucking monkey. Come on, Kev. It's not all about the butthole pleasures.
Really? Beavis and Butthead is like 10 years old. Older than that.
Yeah, 12, I think. Right.
Probably still thinks Elvis is new and cutting edge and racy.
Look how he shakes his hips. That can't be good for the kids.
It makes them think sexual thoughts. We don't know what that is. Why don't you call in and tell us, Kevin?
Why is he calling for bits? This is why he was talking. This is what he's talking about.
Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hole's place. Amen.
Amen.
Notice the silence, Kevin? I'm such a dick.
War Pig doesn't want to say nothing. Okay. New York, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
New York hung up on you.
Bastards.
We are blessed from the demons. Bad Kev. Bad.
New York.
Please save us, New York.
New York. Welcome to the Glad Shot Radio Show.
New York. Who's calling from New York?
Hey, your mother.
Or just don't let them in next time.
Yeah, but they're calling the different people. Hey, Warpig, can you say that?
I have a rusty hanger with your name on it.
All right.
That I get away with.
That's 131.28. Boom.
I'm going to start reading these off just to... Just so we're not dying on here.
Yeah. New York! Whoever's calling from New York, welcome to the radio show.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Hello?
What a fucking bumble clot.
Hey, LCGH, what would you say it was? Lake Crystal Lake Ghost Hunters or something?
Lake County Ghost Hunters.
Like Crystal Lake better. Hey, call in and say all these things we just typed, please.
Yes.
So we don't die on this show.
What? Wow. Hey,
like surgically?
Hey, Warpig, why don't you say that?
I'm good, thank you.
Wow, come on.
No one wants to call in. You should just disable chatting. So if they have something clever to say, they need to call in and say it. So we have a recording of them saying it.
Yeah, but then they'll just leave. Smart guy.
That's not true.
They'll just be like, really? Fuck you.
So, did you ever get your bicycle back, Warpig? I want to get him to say it sometime.
Yeah. What was the description of this person that took your bike? More specifically, what ethnicity or color, what hue was his skin? Was he light or was he a dark?
Yeah, nice try.
Okay. Can you say that, please?
Why would I want to?
Well, hey, we could probably manipulate some stuff and we can just get him to say a few things, Louis. Could you just repeat these two words real fast?
Yeah. Oh, you folks from Dallas.
Clever.
How about that? Oh, this is going to suck for the podcast. Yeah, this is why you listen live, you bastards.
How about that?
I get back in here to read this. What? How is it? Nice. So where were we again?
How about that?
Ooh, wait.
Wow.
I know those aren't really words that...
Can you say that? Oh, Lake County said, okay. What does SPEC stand mean? Okay.
That was pretty funny. Who doesn't love to chow down on a good old anus, baby?
That's 136.52. Gotcha, nigga. I'm the nigga on the grassy knoll taking the game. Oh, man.
Hey, Warvik, what if he ended the show, so stop recording? Then would you say these things? Because then he couldn't grab it back through the recording and talk to you.
No. Thank you, but no. Nobody else is going to call in and say those things. There's not enough whiskey in Texas yet, so...
Oh, there will be. What the hell is Kevin talking about? Who's Carradine?
David Carradine.
Kung Fu.
Who?
Kung Fu did himself in.
Oh. Yeah, that sucks he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't think it was suicide because there was a rope around his neck and one around his nether region.
Yeah, but his wrists were also tied.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Hey, turn that shit off. I can't hear anything.
How about now?
Why the hell would they want... You know, it's sad. The guy was a good actor, but he's only going to remember to be playing a Chinaman.
Technically, he wasn't a Chinaman in the show.
No, he wasn't?
Yeah.
No, that's right. He wasn't. He wasn't.
I saw something earlier. The
Shaolin Temple was in California. He was playing... Well, he did play a white guy that went to China, and then he had to come back and find his brother, and then the legend continues. He's basically playing his grandson.
Oh, okay. See, that always confused me when I was growing up watching. I'm like, he's not Chinese.
Yeah, and the Shaolin Temple that was destroyed in Legend Continues was in Northern California. Which is why he's white and his son's white.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But it still sucks he's dead. I like the guy. Kill Bill. And.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing they did good with that show is the continuity.
Why couldn't someone who was useless have died, like Ben Affleck or Matt Damon or something? I hate those fuckers.
Sean Penn.
Yep.
Yeah, who gives a fuck about Harvey Milk?
Yeah.
Holy. Thanks for giving us something to talk about, Kev.
Yeah.
So we're just not sitting here giggling at the chat room, which is going to be awful for anyone who downloads the show.
Except for the people that are in the know. They all right, well, you know what?
Themselves.
Yeah, let me... I guess it's up to me to fall on the sword. What we were trying to get Warpig to say was, I love playing with balls. Also... look at those little boys' tight asses.
Hey, don't laugh when you're saying it. Say it with a serious...
That darkie stole my bicycle. And then I wrote, it goes in my mouth. And, oh, mommy. No, uncle, it won't fit there. And we got a war pig to say, I have a rusty hanger with your name on it. I wrote, is it true that I could get you pregnant by peeing in your mouth? Will was like, can't you say dart key? And I wrote, can you put neg ger? And then Will wrote, I see your cunt, your irk unt, and I'll ick ma nas.
No. Say it right now.
I'm not saying it right. I'm saying it right. And I wrote, some monkey flung his shit at me and impregnated my daughter. And that's pretty much it. Oh, wait, and also Lake County Ghost Hunter said, can I make your throat my vagina? Me and you, let's make some anus babies.
See, but you were laughing through it. You need to say it seriously. Like,
I am not saying it seriously, so that way someone could freaking take it out of context and fucking...
just go like, look at that little boy's tight little ass.
142, 34.
That darkie stole my bicycle.
142, 44.
That's about it.
Alrighty. There we go. Oh, man. We're having way too much fun. We miss you, David Carradine. Oh, they were. They said recent, more clearer images. His hands were not tied. Were his hands tied or weren't they?
How do we know it wasn't autoerotic?
We don't know, I guess. We'll never know. Oh, man.
Darn it, FF crashed again.
Yeah, what's up with Firefox?
TalkShoe and Firefox don't get along someday.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Use TalkShoe Pro. It's 100 times better than the fucking thing.
Yeah, Kev. Freaking get on. Get. Yeah.
It doesn't break out. It's very nice. Get TalkShoe Pro. It's free.
And I mean, I know you got a Fisher Price computer. Why don't you freaking spend the money? Unless you're not allowed to have a computer.
Does just browsing the web. Mm-hmm. You got one of those netbooks?
Where did you buy it? Tyrone's House of Electronics? XP.
I'm going to try and pretend you just didn't say that. Try and save you some dignity, sir. Everyone knows black people don't have computers.
Wow. I didn't mention no black people. I said Tyrone.
How many white people you know named Tyrone?
About two.
Okay, white, not albino.
Well, one's Asian.
Oh, no, his real name's not Tyrone. It's just assimilated.
Right.
I love how I context Asian people as it.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, call in and give us something to talk about.
Yeah. Either that or I'm just going to end up ending the show now.
It'll be your fault, Kevin.
Yeah.
So what did you do today, Louie?
Nothing. The end.
Ripper guitarist marries ex-prostitute. So what?
Stripper,
you gotta give her something better than that.
She has been healed. What the hell?
Strapper's a Christian rock band. That's what he's trying to
say.
Oh. Seriously, I don't listen to that crap.
Neither do I, sir.
Kind of a heavy metal Christian rock band. Extremely heavy metal. Think of it.
A heavy metal rock, Christian rock band?
Yeah.
How's that work?
They scream really loud about washing the dishes for your mother.
You know, Marshall Amps and Ibanez guitars, you know.
Wait, I'm actually looking at pictures of this band. They're a Christian rock group?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Let's see what's on FARC.
Well, you know, if you want, I could play this. Hold
Bonds
on. Here, his
cancer.
What? Live free or die married.
No, let's not play that. Hold on, I'll get us something.
Hey, I got this. I'll stop it if it starts, you know. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the New World Order.
It's been 8 years since we lost the Twin Towers.
I know it's going to go to Stockholm. That's still the same name.
Yeah. An inside job. How dare you?
Enemy combatant, a.k.a. MC Ground Zero. Check my music out at myspace.com/PsychoSamurais.
And now, the news with Enemy Combatant.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This is your co-host, Enemy Combatant. It is Sunday, June 7th, 2009, the first week of June is over as we approach the second half of the year.
You don't have to play this anymore.
With the United States crashing and burning, we see all types.
Okay, I found something.
I really need to get into that after. Yeah.
I was just going to say, we all know Michelle Bachmann, how fucking stupid she is.
She's also kind of hot.
Oh, yeah, she's a gilf, that's for sure. But
yeah.
She did good. I liked how she interviewed Bernanke. But other than that, everything else she does is stupid. So I found a page full of her quotes.
Hmm.
I hadn't gone over any of these, so hold on a sec. Let me see. These are really bad. As in, like, not bad as in look bad on her. They're just really bad. They're putting these up here. Help, help. I'm being held against my will in a woman's bathroom. Little children will be forced to learn that homosexuality is normal and natural, and perhaps they should try it. Okay. This is a ticking time bomb. There's a very real threat that an activist judge could try to
speak louder,
down.
Asshole. Stop reading to yourself.
Little children will be forced to learn that homosexuality is normal and natural, and perhaps they should try it.
So, what classes did you start going to for that?
I don't know, but it was held in the bathroom of a truck stop. Okay, that was awful. Far there.
Alright, well, Mark
is lame right now. They normally have a lot of nice stories on here, but right now There's an $800,000 lien against John Kerry's 2004 campaign.
Man. Everyone knows Democrats don't pay their taxes.
Mm-hmm. Texas lawmaker to Fox News. The liberal media is a bigger threat to America than terrorist attacks. And then thanks Fox News for not being biased. Mark is failing me.
Alrighty, we're going. We only got a few minutes left in the show.
Schwarzenegger's considering a 15% flat tax.
Okay. Yeah. Here, the news.
Brains you now, Black Bush.
Hey, welcome to the New World Order.
It's been 8 years since we lost the Twin Towers.
I know it's gonna go to suck. That's the same thing.
Yeah. An inside job. How? Dare you.
Enemy Combatant, a.k.a. MC Ground Zero. Check my music out at myspace.com/PsychoSamurais. And now, the news with Enemy Combatant. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This is your co-host, Enemy Combatant. It is Sunday, June 7th, 2009, the first week of June. Is over as we approach the second half of the year. With the United States crashing and burning, we see all types of craziness in the media. So I'm just going to do a quick rundown of what's going on our blog. By the way, this is pre-recorded since I will be at work later tonight. I will not be able to make this broadcast, which is why I'm reporting to you from my house. If you go to crotchshotradio.com, you'll see the latest, which is police beating a black man for complying with their orders. They order him to zip up his jacket while he's standing outside of a bar. I guess he's waiting for a taxi or somebody to pick him up. And he zips up his jacket, the CCTV footage on CNN, and they beat him. You know, so you if you do what they tell you, they'll beat you even more than if you refuse to do what they tell you. So, total police brutality, just total Orwellian, Clockwork Orangian police violence. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, we have, in another part of New Jersey, we have New Jersey We Are Change. Different cities, prominent cities, Newark, Jersey City, and others are now uniting, and smaller movements are being created within other regions. So this is really exciting. We had a cultural event yesterday, which we covered as a part of JC Fridays. We had a living art gallery. And we had these, I won't call them protesters, but demonstrators, holding up pieces of artwork that local citizens have made. And it was really wonderful to see that because, you know, this was art that was made at our last event. That we had a movie screening in our local library, and we asked the audience to express themselves afterwards. How did the movies and information that they just saw, how did it make them feel? You know, the combination of art and activism. So we're out there, we had our permit, and we just got out tons of information. The pictures are up on Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues and the balls. So thank you for joining me, ladies and gentlemen. Please check out Jersey City Peace Movement, jcpm.org. Also, check out Jersey City 9/11 Truth on myspace.com/JC911TRUTH. That's JC911 Truth. And check out, of course, JC Fridays, which is headed up by Christine Goodman, a multicultural cross-city arts event that takes place the first Friday of every month. And also, back-to-back with that, we have the Open Soul Sessions the first Saturday of each month at Black Wax Studios, Afrocentric Multimedia Independent Media Company, located in Jersey City at 280 First Street, apartment number 2. I ought to have these guys on sometime. They're a really great people. They just came out with a film about the disappearing voices in black radio and television, how, you know, people like the ones telling the truth, like KRS-One and Chuck D and others, are marginalized. Meanwhile, the Little Johns, the Little Waynes, get played up and we're forced to listen to their regurgitated garbage on the radio. So the radio really has been marginalized, and radio is so important because when you hear the words coming out of my mouth, it forces you to imagine a picture. It connects, makes new connections in your brain. Whereas when you watch the corporate media, the corporate television news networks, of course, all the media is owned by the same five, you know, mega corporations. You know, there really is no choice. It's 500 to 1,000 channels.
Yeah. We're going to have to cut it short. We only got like 3 minutes left to the show.
I'm still linking it to Kevin's pictures.
Yeah. Kevin's pictures?
No, I mean, the pictures he sent. I didn't know Eva Longoria was a mud shark, though.
What?
But I didn't know Eva Longoria was a mud shark.
A mud shark. Well, you're still jacking it to her.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't do her now. I have my morals, you see.
Shut up. In your mind, you have lusted after her, so you have fucked her in your heart. It is biblical. So anyways, yeah, we got 2 minutes left to the show.
Hey, Warpig, will you say mud shark?
Mud shark.
158.10. Thank you.
We can damn sure use that one.
Yes. All right, so yeah, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'd like to thank Will, Warpig, Scylla, Truth Brigade, Lake County Ghost Hunters, Kev. Hell, fuck it, even thank Troy from West Virginia for calling in and trying to be a douche. Everyone from calling in from New York and not saying a goddamn thing. Everyone for listening. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I've been your host, Louis B., saying, fuck your mothers. Oh, fucking hell. I really...
Hit the off button.
Shit. All right.
Stop.